Hello, and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. A single work today on our program, Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 1, The Titan. Gustav Mahler was the last great Austrian romantic composer. He opened new realms of orchestral sound that influenced composers of the early 20th century, but his works were not really fully appreciated until half a century after his death. Mahler was born in Bohemia and grew up in a small town where his father was a tavern keeper. His musical environment included Bohemian peasant songs and dances and marches played by local military bands. This early contact with folk music and marches later had an influence on his style. Although Mahler quickly won fame as a conductor, he had to struggle for recognition as a composer. Performances of his symphonies often met with mixed receptions. Critics would acknowledge his talent, but complain about his harsh dissonance over elaborate orchestration and confusing shifts of mood. Mahler composed much of his music during summer vacations, since he was preoccupied by his feverish activity as a conductor during most of the year. In addition to his directorship of the Vienna Opera, he also conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. At age 42, Mahler married the very beautiful and musically talented Alma Schindler, who was 19 years his junior. Two daughters were born to the couple within the first years of their marriage. Tragically, Maria, the older daughter, died of scarlet fever at the age of 4, leaving Mahler a broken man. In 1908, Mahler traveled to the United States to become principal conductor of the Metropolitan Opera in New York. The next year, he was elected director of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Mahler's experiences in New York were not happy. His own works were received coolly. He aroused the dislike of many of his players and was unable to get along with the socialites who supported the orchestra. In 1911, he became seriously ill, returned to Europe, and died in Vienna at the age of 50. Mahler was a passionate, intense man full of conflicts and contradictions. He was an active leader and administrator, but he often craved solitude. His moods frequently shifted from exaltation to despair. Mahler's first symphony, composed between 1885 and 1888, shows most of the features of his mature style. The first and third of the symphony's four movements use themes from songs Mahler had composed earlier. The first movement, in sonata form, beautifully evokes the sounds of nature through distant trumpet fanfares and bird calls. The second movement is a scherzo, the third, a funeral march, and the last movement, in sonata form, is by far the most extended. It thematically transforms material from the opening movement. We hear Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 1, subtitled The Titan Now, performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Leonard Bernstein conducts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 1, The Titan, with Leonard Bernstein directing the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. This is Gretchen Gondek. Thank you so much for tuning in for Opus today on Siouxland Public Media. This is Siouxland Public Media, KWIT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College.